This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is the 14th of March. It's just after 12 o'clock, which means, of course, it is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio today with
Jeff Sandu
and Christine Wong.
As usual, we'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899 is the number on WhatsApp. On Twitter or on Instagram, we're at that BFM radio. Today's story is we will be doing, we're starting off with something that Tim Cook said. Tim Apple said very recently, we don't need no degree, apparently. And then story number two, 83% of Malaysia-based employees anticipate a bonus. Mm-hmm. And why shouldn't they? Story number three, China bars millions from travel for their social credit offences. Wrapping up with story number four, not quite credit, but debit. Some debit cards will now have a fingerprint reader. Who wants to take the lead on this story then, Mr. Jeff Sandu? Is that you?
Yeah, because Apple CEO, Tim Cook, he says there's some mismatch between the skills learned in college and the skills that businesses need, especially when it comes to coding. And this is, I think, something that we all kind of know, that the education system is that one industry that hasn't really been disrupted. You see so many different types of industries always been disrupted by new technologies. But the education system in Malaysia is like about 60 over years old, hasn't really seen that much of a change. So I don't think this is just an American specific problem. This is a global issue. So he says, while, you know, a four-year college degree has become a common requirement with, you know, many jobs in the US, even actually positions that didn't previously require a college degree, now apparently they do. But Tim Cook is taking a different stance. He's saying that there are certain in-demand skills that students may not learn in college, and namely it's coding. Tim Cook also added that about half of Apple's US employment last year was made up with people who did not have a four-year degree. He also said that he believes that it should be a requirement for every kid in the US, and I think it should be every kid in the world, to have some level of coding education before they graduate from high school. Apple launched its Everyone Can Code program in 2016. It's a curriculum designed to help students from kindergarten to college on how to, you know, do coding, so you're learning coding. There are 4,000 schools in the US that's using Apple's curriculum. This is according to Tim Cook. And Apple is not the only company taking this stance that, like, you know, you don't necessarily need a college degree if you were to apply for, I guess, some specialized programming field of work. They're Google is doing it, IBM is doing it, Bank of America is doing it, Hilton is doing this. This is according to Glassdoor. And then while the opportunities, though, there is a little bit of an issue with this kind of taking the stance of, like, you know what, even if you don't have a college degree, you can still come and work with us, because there is a stat that came from the Bureau of Labor that said, and this is in the US, of course, that published last month, that suggests that still a sizable discrepancy in weekly earnings between those with a college degree and those without. And the median usual weekly earnings for workers with a high school diploma but no college education was about $730 in 2018. But if you do have a bachelor's degree, you're looking at about nearly $1,200.
It's a considerable difference.
That is a considerable difference.
Weekly
wage. Yeah. So compared to 700 if you don't have a college degree, to 1,002 if you have a bachelor's degree. So, you know, there is that pay discrepancy involved in this.
But is that specifically because a lot of the jobs that require like a bachelor's degree would probably pay more? Like, you know, is that kind of like a vicious cycle sort of situation?
It could be, but I think where this stat came from was just merely looking at the areas that, you know, have an option where you don't even need a college degree, right? Of course, you know, there are certain skills or certain, I guess, work kind of roles, doctors, lawyers,
engineers.
You would want to have
specialist stuff, obviously.
Yeah, you'll never go for an operation and then the doctor's, I kind of learned this on YouTube, you know?
You never know.
Well, funnily enough, there was a dentist in Malaysia that there learned on YouTube, right? But yeah, so, and you know, look at what happened, like, the, you know, it's trouble in the law and court and stuff, right? So, but when it comes to, I think, skills, software skills that you can, you know, coding, especially programming, data analytics, these kind of things, I guess it's really important to just start at the kindergarten level.
Right. I mean, we have a mutual friend in common, Jeff, who has, in fact, learned how to code initially via YouTube. And then a few of the bits and pieces. Now he has a scholarship from Google. You know, and he does not have a university degree. In fact, I don't even think he finished school, in high school at the time.
Right.
But it tends to be one of those things that you come, or he rather came to later on in life. And, you know, realizing that coding is a skill that everybody should potentially have moving forward, just some level of coding knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost becoming like the English and maths of today's kind of...
It's no harm learning it.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, a third language is more important.
I mean, technically it is a third language in
a way.
Language. So there you go. Yeah. But also really, I think that when it comes down to it, especially when it comes to this sort of situation like coding or something like that, it's more about your willingness to learn and your attitude rather than the degree itself. Because you can have a degree in anything and you can end up not doing like a career in that degree.
As most people,
including I think most of us in the studio.
Met a friend of mine who actually has a degree in culinary, studied all the way in France and on a Michelin star restaurant, now is actually an AI programmer.
Interesting. Well, there you go.
I
have a
what
friend...
does AI culinary got to do with
right. that? I have a friend who is a very highly qualified geologist who is running a stately home in the UK. You know, it's like, well, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know, from then, digging up dinosaurs and big rocks to having a big rock to look after.
Then meanwhile, I have a friend who has a theater degree, but she's now working for an organization that translates books into Braille.
Right.
Which
that's
is amazing.
Like, it's so cool, actually. Yeah. But, you know.
That is amazing.
That's pretty cool.
And you know what? I guess Apple, in a way, they are no stranger to hiring people without a degree or a college education because their founder, Steve Jobs, he started a company in the garage, right? Mm. After he dropped out of Reed's College. So there you go. So, you know, it's not necessarily that old school thinking where, you know, a college degree will get you to places. I guess it will just help you to...
It'll open some doors for you.
There are still people who
help you
like
to
that,
knock on some doors. I don't think even open doors these days, right? So help you like knock on some doors or probably just sort of realize what you're actually passionate about.
Right.
And then you will just, you know, life will take over and just, go with the flow.
I mean, I've sat down with family members and for fun and we've sat and had a chat and, you know... becomes this whole, what university degrees have you got? And, you know, and I explain that, why are you doing what you're doing then? Why don't you go, you know, and that's not just for me.
Yeah.
That's for the other family members who have gone on to do university studies. And why are you not working in the field that you went to study? It becomes that whole, you're like, well, you know, if they had jobs that fitted my exact university degree, everybody would be doing it. You know, they've done my degrees, they would have gone off and they've done it. But coding is something that, for the most part, if you start early enough, it's super simple.
It's
just logic.
It is.
You know,
I'll be more than happy to say, like, I don't have a degree. I only have an advanced diploma, and that's
it.
But yeah.
But I am happy to sit in front of a laptop and learn coding.
As long as you're willing to learn.
I mean, even when I was a kid, right, like, when I wanted to, like, customize my blog post, I, like, taught myself basic HTML because I was like, I just want pretty colors. But that's even a really, like, accessible way of learning how to code, too.
WordPress, for example.
WordPress.
Just be hungry to learn.
Exactly.
That will get you jobs in Apple and Google and stuff. So,
ladies and gents, we are going to take a short break with some music. Don't go anywhere, though, of course. When we come back, we'll be talking about how 83% of Malaysia-based employees anticipate a bonus. We'll have a bit of a chat about that. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, as per usual, 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on WhatsApp. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Music coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.